don't see David Pearly on here yet.
David Pearly should soon be joining us.
Okay. You've had contact?
Yeah.
Okay, good afternoon or good evening. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 18:31, 27th of January, 2022. I'll begin by stating that District Education Council acknowledges the land on which all Anglophone West School District schools, the exception of one, is located on the traditional, unceded, unsurrendered territory of the Lwastoqwi. This territory is covered by the treaties of peace and friendship with which the Lwastoqwi, Mi'kmaq, and Passamaquoddy peoples first signed with the British Crown in 1725. The treaties did not deal with the surrender of lands and resources, but in fact recognized Lwastoqwi, Mi'kmaq, Passamaquoddy title and established the rules for what was to be an ongoing relationship between nations. Thank you all for attending the meeting this evening. With the exception of Michael Mazerol, all our councillors are present. Michael, unfortunately, couldn't be here this evening due to work commitments. David Katimi, would you introduce staff members present, please?
Yes, thank you, Thomas, and good evening, everyone. On line with us tonight, Carol Clark-Catterini, our executive assistant, and with us each and every meeting. Gina Dunnett is the director of schools for the Oromocto Education Center, and as a director of schools, they take turns attending the meeting, so Gina's with us tonight. John Hoyt Hallett is a subject coordinator, responsible mostly for science, but also with co-op and essential skills. John is with us this evening. I also see Diane Kay, who is a regular. She's the director of curriculum and instruction. And Jennifer Reed is the director of communications, all with us this evening. I expect Sean Tracy to join at some point this evening. I don't see his name right now. Carol, are you able to double check that he got an invite? I don't see his name in the invites here. Oh, I see Sean Tracy. Well, there he is. Okay, I don't see your name in the list, Sean, but I'm glad to know that you are here. So that's everyone from, oh, I know why I don't see it, because it says see more, and I didn't press see more. And there was one more person, Sean Tracy. So welcome to staff. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Carol, do we have members of public?
At this time, there's no members of the public that has joined.
Okay. Could you just keep monitoring that? Let me know if someone does join.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, again, a matter of housekeeping, a sense that as we go through the program this evening, please keep yourself on mute unless you have something to say. Then by all means, unmute yourself and speak up or raise your hand using the indicator at the top of the screen. And Wallace, if you would monitor that as well, if I don't pick it up, so I can make sure everybody has a chance to say what they wish to say. You have the agenda in front of you. I hope you have it in front of you. You had it anyways on the portal. I'm going to add two things to the agenda. And under new business, both of them, under new business COVID updates, that will include some discussion on HEPA filters. And a new item under new business is housing for economic immigrants. There's an issue that we need to discuss this evening on that. Are there any other agenda amendments councillors want to make? Not seeing anything or hearing anybody. Could I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Who's that?
It's Miriam.
Miriam, okay. And seconder? Paul?
I'll second it, yes.
Okay. All in favor, either raise your hand or use the indicator. Okay. Motion passed. Second item is the minutes of the previous meeting on 9 December. Again, those were circulated to you. I know we discussed them at our working meeting back earlier in January. Are there any amendments or additions to the minutes that you have in front of you? There's somebody there, got a hand up.
Janet?
No, I think she's
talking to
you. Okay. All right, are there any amendments or additions to the minutes from the 9 December meeting? Hearing none or seeing any hands up, could I have a motion to approve those minutes, please?
It's Tanya. I'll make a motion to approve those minutes. Tanya Adams.
Tanya Adams made a motion to approve the minutes. A seconder, please.
Okay.
Wallace Carr seconded. All those in favor, raise your hand or use the indicator. Motion passed. Thank you. Moving right along, we're into presentations. And the first presentation this evening is curriculum presentation, Co-op Education Skill Trades by John Hoyt Hallett. So David, over to you to introduce him, please.
Right, thank you. John Hoyt Hallett is a subject coordinator with us here in Anglophone West and oversees in particular, and we've heard from him before, in the curricular area of science, but also some other areas, co-op education and essential skills. John, I know that the focus of this presentation was going to be skilled trades. I don't know if that's going to be you or is that going to be Luke that helps us out?
Yeah, that's so. I'll be honest. My job today is to say hello and thank you for inviting me to speak. And at this time, I'm actually going to turn things over to Luke Plord. Luke Plord is the skilled trades lead for Anglophone School District West, and Luke deals with skilled trades on a daily basis and is much better positioned to run you through a couple of the initiatives that we're working on this year in Anglophone West, and he actually has an activity as well to sort of lead you through. So I'm just going to start a quick presentation here.
So is Luke with us live, John, or is this a...
He is seated just beside me.
Oh, that's why I didn't see his name. Well, welcome, yes, Luke.
Sorry, Luke and I are sharing spaces here. So I've just called up the skilled trades presentation. I'm just going to zoom myself in. So Luke is going to talk really briefly about a couple of different initiatives, one at Devon Middle School, and the second is a provincial welding trailer. So I'll put on my mask and step out of the way, and Luke will take over.
Good evening, folks. As John mentioned, my name is Luke Plourd. I'm the digital learning lead focused on skilled trades and co-op, actually. And before I get going, I want to ask you a question. How many of you remember their middle school days? For me, I certainly do. And thinking back of those middle school days, think about a subject area that you really enjoyed. Well, one of the things that we've been working on since September is at Devon Middle School with the teacher Graham Rich, who's new to the school this year. We're working on getting the woodworking revived. And we've gone through a couple steps. Actually, he's ready for a new group of students. Hopefully when we return, he'll be able to get his new space going. We have some financial support from Matt McGuire when he was in his position here. We've been able to make some community partners with Devon Lumber, who have graciously offered 7 woodworking tables free of charge, plus some materials as well. And we also were able to get into an agreement with Main Street Home Hardware, and they've basically made our financial support go a little longer, I guess, or a little stretch our financial support by giving us a magic wand over some materials and some tools in specific. So Graham is keen. He wants his students to be involved in woodworking, and he's got basically 6, 7, and 8 coming through his classes. So he's excited about what's going to move forward. So be on the lookout, I guess, for Devon Middle School. The other topic that I want to talk about is the provincial welding trailer, and how the EECD, in partnership with 3 industry partners, Ocean Steel and Construction, Source Atlantic, and the CWB Welding Foundation, have basically pulled this trailer together to allow students, mostly in rural schools, but some schools, for example, Leo Hayes, have the ability to have experiential learning in welding. This trailer just finished its first semester at Leo Hayes and is moving into, I guess, the transportation part of moving to another school in the province, going to Ross A. I have a short video here for you to look at. I'm going to pop myself out of the standout here. And this is a little bit of a promotional of what actually took place. We'll give you a snapshot of